Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
I've known many evil places in my time, but this realm, called Barovia, is among the most dangerous. A man could drown here, though he wouldn't need any water to do so. This place is ruled by a man, no, more a creature actually, known as Strahd von Zarovich. It is said that anyone who can slay him will be set free. If they don't die in the attempt, of course.
When you went to the classroom,
yeah,
one of Elaniel's eyes opened.
So, the person in the woods that I was to speak to was a unicorn, which I'm sure has quite a lot of significance for you. You
Astriel?
Yeah. Do you know them?
Yes. They are... Thestriel is important to my people.
Like a guardian angel.
Yes.
That's their words, not mine.
That would be accurate.
Well, she's real. And she's in the woods right now. She can't come into Velikai for obvious reasons. It's a shithole. But
a unicorn cannot cross the barriers of a city.
That makes sense as well. Thestriel is interested in helping you find a new homeland, if you're amenable to that.
Eyes filled with tears.
Oh, no.
She wraps her arms around you and cries into your shoulder.
There, there. Pat, pat on the back.
Shut up.
Fair call. Fair call.
It feels like she just needed someone to lean on for a brief
moment.
Could
have been anybody, for sure.
And then breaking away from you, she kind of straightens herself up.
I must speak with Iona.
She turns and leaves.
Of course. Of course. Just left in the classroom by myself.
Iona and Elaniel come back into the classroom.
Maybe as I'm like, I've like had a moment with myself and I go to open the door and they step in. Oh, okay.
Elaniel closes the door and you could see she's already told Iona.
Yeah.
The two of them embrace and cry and kiss. They're like happy and sad.
As I'm standing there, like I, like maybe at some point I'm like, oh, this is a private moment. And I step towards the door. And I'm assuming they're like, no, stay. I'm okay.
They're like locked in an embrace as you reach for the door and Elaniel slams her hand on the door to keep it shut.
You're watching this. Sit in the chair.
Well, if they slam the door, I at least just turn around and face a wall. Till they're done.
Weird horny dusk elves.
They have a time of grief and mourning and then sadness moving into happiness and joy and then like a desire to see the future. And then Iona finally. Pip.
Yes, I turn back around.
Tell me everything. Hector, you're wandering back into the castle grounds. Where would you like to go?
Well, I think this would be grabbing Gretchen.
Yeah.
And then we're going to head to...
Argenvostolt, yeah.
We're going to head to these...
Argenvostolt, yeah.
We're going to head to these paladins and presumably meet up with, I guess, because we arranged to meet up with Cavendish and, I guess, the host there because Argenvostolt was near where the lodestone was.
Yeah.
Okay. If you head straight to the stables, you see Gretchen there with two mares.
Mm.
She's already collected.
Excellent. I don't think there was anything else I needed to
No, not
do.
Really. There was you already alerted everyone that you were leaving.
Yeah,
so.
I guess just collect any kind of like cold weather gear, cold weather, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I think you're pretty prepared. You said goodbye to like, I think you might even have cold weather gear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, I am loving picturing you had two mares, and I'm loving picturing like two
guys with like big
with
sashes.
Big mare sash and a big tall top.
Off we go. All mares are portly.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Gretchen, you got everything you need?
Yes. I have saddlebags, Saddles?
Yeah. I start realizing what's happening. I'm realizing, oh, she's gone, like, she's gone squire mode. Yeah. And then I go quickly, go, right. And then basically make it a drill almost to be like, or a drill, like, you know, like, stern drill to be like, position yes, cool. Yeah. What do we need? And like,
you remember you're squiring.
Yeah.
You, as you have never had a squire, you've, this is maybe the first time you've done this. I assume you've never had a squire.
Correct.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you, this is the first time you've done this, but having been a squire, you certainly can drill her through the process. There's maybe like some friction when you mention an item that she does not know what is because you existed in such different times.
Of course. Again, I'm I don't want to do what I guess I'm imagining how we were trained / was a squire. So nicely.
Gentle.
No, if you do it nicely, she fucks it up. You got to do it hard.
No. Sorry. That's not this boy.
Yeah.
She fucks it up and you die of thirst.
Damn. I hate that.
Thanks for listening to Boy.
it's been a fun few years. And yeah, I hope you had a good time.
You run Gretchen through the drill.
Yeah.
She fumbles with it a little bit, so it's good that you're kind to her. Mm-hmm. She seems to respond pretty well to that. And you are eventually, you've got saddles, saddlebags, kit, water, food, grain for the horses, anything else you might need, lanterns, spare equipment, rope, anything, that sort of stuff. It's all loaded onto the horses, which you two then mount. Mm-hmm. As you're doing that, you glance every now and then, and you can see Piran dressed as a god, just wandering back and forth outside the stables.
I might just quickly, again, like, hail the god, as it were, just to let you know that we're heading off to... does Hector know Argenvostolt, or just he knows that?
I believe you know it's Argenvostolt. Yeah.
We're heading off to Argenvostolt. So we should hopefully be back within maybe a week or so.
Right. Is the plan for me to follow?
I think we're not being overheard, really. We can just kind of like...
Piran seems pretty confident that you're not being overheard.
I think perhaps... I mean, you could check in on the Candonese army themselves, ingrain yourself in there, see what is up, what are they doing. I'm beginning to think I should have a bit more of perhaps I should have erred more on the side of caution with Admiral Cutter.
Well, the contract's signed now. What can you do, I suppose? Yeah. I don't know how magical contracts work, but I assume they're not dissimilar to fiendish ones.
Probably not.
Once you've signed it, you're pretty much fucked.
Perhaps.
Do you know what the terms, if you wanted to break the contract, are?
No. Rahadin has the contract currently locked away. So I was trying to see if you were used to contracts. But I guess you.
I know
only killings. I believe you was the word you said.
Yes.
Well,
I was never very good at the contracts. That's why I misspent youth, sort of stuff. Anyway, please continue.
I like. Okay.
Interesting.
Check out the camp. Tarpos seems to really not be happy with it, but. Their army is as strong as they say it is. Perhaps that army is all we need.
I like Tarpos. She's good for a laugh, but a useful, steady ally. I mean, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would.
Imagine, you know, imagine. Anyway, I'll go check in on them, see what they're like.
Well, we'll be heading off there.
Cutter's left, by the way, through the hole that you made. He's no longer here.
Right.
I don't know who's in charge anymore.
Right. Well, I suppose...
I can look into that.
Yes. Apparently, Rahadin is also drafting up a list of assistants for me. Just remembered. Could always put your name forward, make it all
is
official.
Is it a paid position?
Could
Piran's
be.
Piran's planning his future.
Probably. Decent super.
Yeah.
15%.
not bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's not bad, actually. Probably. I don't know.
Or just make sure it is, I suppose.
I mean, if you...
You know, it's just the money would be useful to us. It'd be Strahd presumably paying us, right?
I would assume so, yes. Well, if you want, I could write you a letter now and you could make it... You could just do that now while I'm away.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Rahadin, definitely just a guy, right?
Yes. Just a dusk elf.
Because I've
feels so confident I've seen him move through the walls of the fucking castle.
And I mean, a guy could do that.
Yeah, I guess. I guess kind of anyone could just be a ghost.
Yeah. Well, he's not oh, right. So, I mean, like, you can blend into the shadows. I mean, like, he...
No, I mean, like...
Piran, they're all wizards.
I mean, like, he...
Piran, yes. He's, I've seen him breathe.
Yeah.
Ghosts don't breathe.
All right. Good. Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, the only ghost we've ever seen in this whole time we've been here was in the orphanage. It was like a banshee thing. And we are far away from that.
Not far enough. All right, I'm going to go check in on this Rahadin fellow.
Yes, yeah. Yes, right. I'll write him in a letter of Rahadin. I understand you're putting together a list of like assistants, but this is my met. Do you want me to say Piran?
Give him the name Harvey Hancock. It's a pen name I use sometimes.
Right. I recommend
Harvey Hancock.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess I still have like the symbol of Penny around somewhere, and I would use that as a signet.
Yeah, nice. Sure.
Yeah. I either like roll it up or whatever, seal it, and hand it to Piran. Right. Well, that should let you act in any sort of official capacity, so you don't have to.
So I'm staying here.
Yes. I guess.
All right.
Keep abreast of everything that's happening here, especially with the Candanese. I'm sure Muriel will, if things we need back and forth. Plus, I'm pretty sure you don't want to come with me.
Yes,
to Argon Vostolt. Paladins are.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm going to stay here, not go see the ghosts in Ghoul's Tower or whatever it's fucking called. Yes, stay here well behind the front lines where everyone is definitely not a ghost.
Yeah. Correct.
And I get to deal with just Candanese people.
Yes, from our future.
I love dealing with the Candanese. Mm. They die when you stab them. Always a plus. Doesn't always happen out here.
It's true.
They're easy to trick, he says.
I'm like, anything else there, Piran?
Racist. Racist against the Candanese.
The letter for like the correspondence from like the Argon Vostolt paladins, that was just like they want to meet me, nothing else. There's nothing else.
They want an audience.
Yep, cool. Right. Well, good luck. If you find anything useful or something we might need to know, I guess you have your ways of getting in touch with Muriel.
Yes, I'll send a raven or something. I'll figure it out.
Right, well.
I always do.
Godspeed.
You don't have any money to get this. You know what? I'll use the pay.
Ask Rahadin. If it need be, it can come out of my first paycheck. Never had a paycheck before.
I don't know if it would be a paycheck or if you're just given access to the treasury.
Yeah, right. yeah, we saddle up and we head out.
Oh, one more thing.
Hmm?
Are you going to be checking on the township of Barovia? Only place you haven't been.
Is it on the way?
Not if you don't mind braving the forest, I suppose. If you take the path, it's not on the way, but if you go through the trees, yes. Speaking of, in Strahd's office, there's a map of the entire countryside. It's pretty detailed. It might be able to help you get through if you wanted to go straight there.
Right.
He'd probably just give it to you if you asked. I was literally, up until that point, going to suggest you steal it, but he might just give it to you if you asked.
Right, and you've just reminded me of something. Okay. Well, Gretchen, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a map to help us on our way.
Gretchen nods.
Good luck.
As you're walking away, you hear Gretchen say, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah, fair enough.
you headed to Castle Ravenloft proper.
I presume I know the way to Strahd's office.
Yeah, you can find it.
I start like heading off towards that. Presumably, I mean, like, I don't know if Strahd will actually be in the office, but at least I know
he's very sick right now.
Yeah.
There's a do not disturb sign hanging on his door.
In the office, I just do a gentle knock.
You gently knock and the door gently parts.
I peer in.
The room is dark inside, but you hear a voice from the bed. You immediately recognize the voice.
Oh, his office is his bedroom. All right, then.
Yeah, it's one big large space, okay. Yeah. Hector?
Yes, Strat. I have come to ask if you have a map of Barovia that I could use.
Yes.
And
give me but a moment.
But of course.
You see the covers shift a little bit and Strahd gets out of bed. You, with that, with how little light there is, you can't see him very well, even with your... do you still have dark vision? I don't even remember if you still do after all this that's happened to you.
I'm presumably at least one of the eyes has dark vision.
Yeah, sure. Whoa, you, half dark vision, half not.
In your dark vision, the world becomes black and white, and you, in that black and white... The way that the shadows cast over Strahd makes him just kind of an outline rather than an actual entity. Mm. Were you, if you needed to target Strahd for an attack or a magical effect, you would hit him no problem.
Excellent.
But to actually make out details is difficult. You see just his outline and you can see how diminished his form is. You realize he's not wearing a shirt as he gets up and you can see the bony protrusions sticking out of him.
Yuck.
He puts a shirt and then a nightshirt and then a robe on and it covers completely that bony exterior. You can still, in his movement and the way that he talks, you can still tell that he is greatly diminished, but his physical weakness seems, or is just less noticeable.
Okay.
He shuffles past you and opens the door a little bit more for you.
Please. Isn't to come in? Yep, cool. I step in. Yes, I'm, if I could have a map of Barovia, and actually I was also reminded one of my, friends, compatriots, Yenda, I believe, was killed by a Gogash. She had on her a box.
A book. Yes. Hector, forgive me. In all this excitement, I had neglected it.
He wanders over to his study, and then from underneath a desk, he produces, you see, it's Yender's, her backpack, for lack of a better word, the chest that she would wear around her back. He rests it gently on the table and then produces the map, which he sets next to it.
Thank you very much.
May have, of course, this is, he puts a hand on the chest, not mine. I merely was holding it safe for you. The map you do not need.
I stop for a moment and then I just kind of flex that muscle that I don't really use or haven't really used a lot of.
Yeah.
Do I sort of basically get a mini map?
Get lost in Barovia.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Right, I don't need the map.
Of course, Hector. How went your talk with Muriel?
It went well, I think.
Good.
Even though it is hard to get people together for a common goal, it seems that maybe we might have enough people to push back Madame Barizzi.
Yes. I hope so, Hector, for all our sakes. Barizzi, I fear her designs.
Me too. She is a monster.
You may want, Hector, to beware. He taps his hand a few times on the chest, on Yenda's chest. In time, the closer you come to this power, to Vampyr, the further you will stray from the light. Should you continue down this path, Hector, there will come a time where to even be in the presence of these letters will cause you great anguish.
I look at the letters with like now and look at him.
The chest is closed. Is
just, oh, right.
Do you
right,
mean
right.
to open the chest?
Oh, right. So he said that's what he's saying. I thought like just the presence was hurting him now to be like, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, put that down.
No, the chest is closed.
So the chest is like, right. Well, at least maybe for now I can read them and be reminded.
Yes.
That would be good, Hector. The Morning Lord, he exists in all of us. It is important to remember this and to keep the spark alive. For now, at least.
I reach forward and then grab the chest, like just bring it mm-hmm. close. Maybe just mutter under my breath, just like, Lightbringer, we'll be back in a week or so.
Hector, I will tell you this as you leave. I have done what I can to hold some or all of the monsters here at bay. Some obey me simply by my word. Some obey me from fear. But there are creatures out there. Creatures of other dark places or just of evil untamed. They will not grant you safe passage. Should you wish to venture through the forests. And I include the Knights of Argenvost. They are a terrible people.
Well, they want an audience. Who am I to say no?
He smiles and he says, Hector, do as you will. But you can tell them to go to hell if you want.
I'll keep that in mind. I like to think I'm a little bit better with diplomacy than that.
He nods, and then he shuffles back to his bed.
Okay. Well, without the map, but with Yenda's chest.
Yeah.
Head on to the horses, kind of guess, yeah.
I guess you can strap the chest to the side of the horse. Yeah.
As you come back into the stables, Gretchen looks at the box and says, what kind of map is that?
very sacred one. It is it's the sacred text to my order. Within this chest is the letters of between Penny and gnomes.
Ah, Gretchen nods. She immediately understands. She knows what this is.
Yeah, a friend of mine. She passed away. Well, this was hers. It belonged to her.
We will hold her holy reliquary, our holy reliquary, aloft in her name.
Yes, we will.
Holy reliquary.
I would look Gretchen up and down to be just kind of like, you're going to make a very good paladin.
Someday, she says.
Maybe today. Let's go.
All right. You set off towards the town of Barovia?
Yes.
Okay. You're riding. Oh, it would be like, no, it wouldn't actually be nighttime till about when you get to Barovia.
Okay.
So as you're riding into the township of Barovia, you can see that there are many lights on in the many different buildings. Unlike Kresik or Valakai, you could see that the township of Barovia has no walls to protect itself from incursion, either because they are confident in no incursion or they don't see the point.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're not sure. Either way, there's no one to stop you, no walls. You just ride into town. There are many lights. The town is divided into four main streets. Going east to west, there's one huge major road with three also major roads intersecting it and then many smaller roads out and about. But that is the majority or the lay of the land is one major road east to west, three major roads north-south.
Mm-hmm.
You can see over on one end, there's a hill rises up in the northwest. You'd probably be arriving from the west, so you can see out on your left-hand side that hill and that building, the church. It's a chapel on top of it with a graveyard attached.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest and the most obvious building. You know basically how towns work. If you rode out into the center of town, roughly, along that main west-east road, you would probably encounter taverns and more people. Okay. Would you like to try and stay the night?
It's with the warning of like, you know, hey, nothing, like I can't protect you all the time. Yeah, Chances are if I'm traveling at night, bad.
Yeah.
And so I think even though I might not need to rest, Gretchen needs to rest. And
yes,
so if it's getting to be like towards the evening time, let's head towards town to at least go to the tavern and at least spend the night so that we can leave first thing in the morning. And from memory, it was like Yenda was like, Barovia is in a horrible way.
She talked about it like it
basically
was
it was like a hellscape that was just littered with nothing but the undead.
Mm.
But that like halfling I met was just like, yeah, it's not good. So I'm here. I want to get out of here. I've been here for a bit, but let me go. So
he wasn't like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was being yanked up by ghouls.
Yeah.
I'm still, again, there's so much stuff that people are saying one thing and then it's just not really divulging. Mm. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So yes, we'll head to town.
You ride into the center of town. You see, it's strange. You see no damage, no sign of death or decay or damage or war. It looks peaceful, but it's, even for night, it's weirdly quiet. Mm. Every door is closed. You can see lights on inside buildings, but you don't see people moving about in buildings. Mm. And you hear no one. At one point, a dog crosses the road and it startles you with how much motion and life there is suddenly in just an animal crossing the street.
Oh, right. So it's like it's deserted. There's no one around.
There's, like I said, there's lights, which implies there is people.
Well, yeah, I was in like there's lights that are on, but there's
no street culture.
Everyone's
quiet. Okay.
You riding into the center of town, you see there are three obvious buildings.
Uh-huh.
There is Buildrath's Mercantile. You see a sign at the front. You see, it's originally supposed to be called Blood of the Vine Tavern, but you see someone has defaced the sign to say Blood on the Vine Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you see Mary's Townhouse. And Mary's Townhouse appears to be some sort of, not like a pub or a bar, just a place to stay. But it looks like you might also be able to stay, from the size of the building, you imagine you might be able to stay at the Blood of the Vine Tavern as well.
Does Mary's Townhouse have a vacancy sign in the window?
Yes.
That's just put out the moment you arrive?
Okay.
The Blood of the Vine Tavern, you can see the doors are, it's the first building you've seen where the doors are open.
Okay, cool. I was wondering, I guess head to the tavern, because at least if
get a bite to eat.
If not to stay there, at least be like, can I stay over somewhere? Mm. What the hell is this place? Is there somewhere to hitch the? Now I'm worried of my horses that like will be eaten. Well, not by druids, but by city druids.
Pips warning.
City
echoes
druids
in your brain.
It really does. Now I'm really concerned about the horses.
Your horse is at risk of being eaten at all times.
Exactly. But if there's someone to hitch the horses, I assume. Other horses?
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's like
there's
several.
There's other horses?
No, there's no horses.
So it's okay. But there's a place to put
horses. There's places to put horses, yeah. There's suspicious blood marks where the horses.
One very bitten horse.
Yeah, we'll hitch the horse. Okay, okay. And we'll, that'll be our first question, I think. We'll head to the blood on the vine.
Yeah, Blood of the Vine.
Of the Vine, so sorry.
Stepping inside, you can see that the tavern, it's the initial entry space is pretty large, is 60 feet by 60 feet. The majority of that space is tables and chairs, but all of the tables and chairs have been, or would be, sorry, tables and chairs, but all of the tables and chairs have been stacked and piled in a corner, save for one, which is roughly the center of the eating floor, if you will. There's a single table, a single chair, and a single man sitting at that table and chair. Behind the bar, you can see there's a bartender. Both of them look up and over at you and seem surprised to see you.
I like to imagine what I'm wearing is very like, I guess, like Frankenstein core. You
Whoa,
know, like full on, like, you know, this like every, like really shrouded to really cover everything up just to kind of really
that
hide
rocks.
my shame, as it were. And then just kind of like, pull my, like the hood back. Good evening.
Their surprise immediately turns to anger. The man sitting at the table doesn't say anything, but he's staring at you with a hatred that you did not realize a person you've never met before could give you.
What
he has long, kind of unkempt white hair, pure like a shock of white hair. He looks quite young as well. The man said you would mark him as an adult, but he'd be like like maybe 22. He's not very old.
Okay.
The man standing behind the bar, a lot older. Balding, kind of with the he's George Costanza.
Excellent hair. Yep, loving it.
He's got a very similar build as well.
Okay.
Short, but a bit stocky.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Looks like, it doesn't look like, so you know George Costanza. Uh-huh. Obviously couldn't take you in a fight.
This guy
looks like he could stand a chance. Okay. But apart from that, very George Costanza-esque. Right. He's got like a shirt on with rolled up sleeves. As soon as you pull back the hood, he, that bartender, gestures the way you came and says, out.
I just wanted a place to... Are the horses going to be...
sleep in the mud for all I care, Hector.
How do you know my name? I've never met you before in my life.
Of course you know not my name or this place. We still stand. Buildings here still push back against the wind. We still have love and warmth.
It's fine. We have love. We have warmth. What is? I do not understand. I do not. What have I done to offend you? I'm sorry if I have. I apologize.
You are a bad man, a dark mark. Everywhere you go is pain and suffering.
That is not true. I've helped people. I've
Valakai, helped. Kuchuri, even Krezik.
Yes, I helped Kuchuri. I helped.
Well, what wine flows in Krezik? What building stands in Valakai? How many dead line the streets of Kuchuri? You leave now. I will have no part of you.
I simply just wanted a place to stay. I apologize. I think you are here. Look, I am not here to defend myself. If that is what you think of me, that is what you think of me. I'm just here to rest.
We have no vacancy for you.
Okay. No vacancy.
Gretchen steps past you. And she takes a couple steps. You see her hands are balled in fists.
How dare you, she says. On her shoulder. It's okay, Gretchen. Okay.
You got anything for a persuasion check?
Uh-oh.
Your
reputation. I can give you five extra steps of movement.
No, thinking music. I don't think that will help.
And give you a critical attack.
Oh.
Might help when you have to cave these innocent bartenders' heads in.
Yeah, so you have nothing for a persuasion check?
No.
Gretchen shrugs your hand off and she keeps walking. This man has done more for these entire lands than you have in your entire long. And as she gets close enough, bap, the bartender throws a punch.
Oh, don't hit my...
Okay.
We're going to go to initiative.
Okay. Hey, if you kill these guys, you can just stay in their tavern. Don't even have to pay them.
All right, he's going to go first. He's going to throw a punch. Then it'll be Gretchen. Then it'll be you. What's his name? You don't even know his name. I mean, when have you ever learnt the name of someone you've killed?
Not killing nobody.
Yeah, you just knock them out. Sap them.
Why are we fighting these people?
They fucking hate you, dude.
Really?
They fucking hate you. They gotta kill you, man.
He swings. The bartender swings at Gretchen, but she leans backwards and his blow, it clips her chin, but doesn't actually do damage.
What are you doing?
That sets Gretchen off. She swings right back. Gretchen punches him and breaks his nose. Not throwing, but the force of her blow breaks his nose and then throws him up against the back of the bar. You see as the counter behind him rattles and a couple bottles fall and shatter on the ground. It's your turn, Hector.
Okay. Can I just like... I don't know, like some sort of like presence known just to be like, stop whatever you're... Like, Cantrips.
Thaumaturgy.
Around the back chuckles, mate.
Yeah. So can I just like put my hand out and casting light.
Yes.
Can I make that? I understand, like, in the mechanics of D&D, it's not like a blinding light.
I'm hearing a strained spell.
Yeah. But I just want it to almost be like a big flash of light just to kind of get everyone's attention to just to calm down. Just to be like, what do you... Like, big flash of light. Just stop, everybody. Stop. Gretchen, stop.
You can attempt strained magic.
Can he...
Yes.
Can he flex his new muscle a bit to make it work?
No.
What does that even mean?
I don't want to... No, that seems like
he's
you're...
He's got a little reserve of power just sitting there.
No, that seems...
That's all I'm thinking.
He's
got
seems,
a little reserve. He's got
a little, we're talking this muscle.
He's got a little reserve, just sitting there doing nothing.
I'm hearing that's not what he wants.
Okay. That seems like I'm breaking them.
Just hey, it's there if you need it.
Do you have any arcana? Do you have anything for an arcana check? I'm guessing not. Actually, no, you make it. Never mind. All right, I'll give you advantage on your intimidation check.
Okay.
Do you have anything for an intimidation check?
It's more like persuasion rather than intimidation.
I'm letting you know the dice are still low.
I'm still low. I can triple my...
Triple that proficiency bonus?
No, I think I used that one.
Okay. You may have to kill these guys.
Yeah. Oh, I can try. I can
just knock them out.
I can triple my proficiency bonus.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. You managed to stop the fight before it starts.
What are you doing?
Well, it had stopped. Yes. But you stopped the fight before anyone gets really badly hurt. You see the man, that young man at the desk at the table. Mm. You see that he in an instant was standing, mm-hmm. and in one of his hands, he's not like about to attack.
Yep.
You didn't realize, but he was about to join the fight.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Mm. He's standing, and in one of his hands, there's a very elaborate and fancy-looking rapier. Mm-hmm. You can see on the handle guard, there's like a insignia, which you're guessing, or from some of the insignia or just like things you've seen about town already, you're guessing is Barovia's like a city seal. Mm-hmm. So it looks like some sort of like special to Barovia type weapon.
Okay.
The blade of this rapier had been flaming, but when you call for quiet, he gives a little flick and the flames, like a lightsaber, almost turn off.
Okay. Are you I call like to the person behind the bar. Mm. Are you okay? Are you injured?
Of course I am injured. Blood must spill everywhere you go, he says, glaring at Gretchen.
Gretchen, that does not resort to violence. Do you need to be healed?
I will have none of your magic.
It's okay. I thought I would offer. I really do not understand what I have done to offend you. We got rid of... You know what? It is fine. I'm sorry.
Offend. Only you would call what you have done helping.
What have I done?
What have you done? How many dead are in your name?
I do not know. I do not know. All I know is that I saved some children who were cursed and bitten by werewolves. All I know.
I care not for your platitudes. Leave, he says.
What has happened here? As I'm like, all I know is, my friend Yenda, she came through here. She said it was in a bad way. I'm just here to...
The man?
To pass by.
Standing at the table, the young man standing at the table looks at you and says, and where is Yenda now? Arik, the young man says this. Arik has asked you to leave. I suggest you do so.
I leave. We're leaving. It's, Mary's...
Mad Mary will perhaps offer you comfort. Or... You can seek absolution at the chapel.
I step out and I guess... No one's going to eat the horses, right? Sorry, I know you want me. I have a question. Sorry, I don't want to... But I am leaving. I just...
No, now go.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Good news.
I guess we head to Mad Mary's house.
The sign just says Mary's townhouse.
We head to Mary's townhouse. Right, I do not understand what is...
You open the door to Mary's townhouse.
Hello.
And there's a little reception inside. No one's manning the reception, but there's a little bell, obviously, to ring. You ring.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, ding, ding.
You ring, and I've got a picture. I'll show you her picture, because I don't think the previous two times we've done this campaign, you actually got to meet her. But this is Mad Mary here.
An old crone.
All right. Yeah. Looks like an old crone, yes. Fair enough.
Very sad and maybe shocked to see someone here. A woman steps out.
Hello?
Hello. Can I help?
Yes. We're just here for a place to stay for the night and maybe some food for...
Hungry, Gretchen?
Gretchen shakes her head. No, not right now.
Just a place.
You can see she's still quite upset about what just happened.
Just a place to stay.
Mary looks over her shoulder at, you're only just now realizing that's what this is. You know when a hotel will have all the little cubbies with the keys in them? There's one of those behind her. You can see there's nearly like 40 rooms in this establishment, but there are 5 keys remaining.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's great.
I have only rooms on the ground floor. Is this acceptable?
That is fine.
She nods. Then she collects one of the keys, and then as she's turning around, she pauses and she says, "One room or two?
Is it two beds?"
Gretchen immediately says, "Two."
Yes, like two beds. Yes, who?
Gretchen doesn't seem to care. She just says two rooms.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Mary collects a second key and then passes them across to both of you.
Thank you very much. This town is very quiet.
Mary nods. From her response, what's your insight? Not high enough? Yeah, Mary's response is.
Is there a reason? Is there a curfew?
No curfew.
Is there many people around?
Sometimes. We get all sorts from the road out east.
Right.
You assume she means adventurers by that.
Yeah. Right. Is there a place I could put my horses?
Out the front, there is a place to hitch.
Right. That's where we've already done that, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yes, and they're safe there, yes?
Yes.
Good. Why is it so quiet here? And the blood of the wine on the wine, blood on the vine.
The tavern.
Yes, it seems
you
very.
You can eat there if you are hungry.
Perhaps they do not seem to be used to customers.
She leans across the table and doesn't answer your question. But as she leans across the table, you can see that the hems of both of her sleeves are thick or heavy with red blood. It looks fresh.
Right. Have you been preparing a meal?
Yes.
Good. What are you making?
I make what the people want.
What do the people want?
Meat.
Right. What's swimming? Which is it? Kuchery? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Meat. So, like, did not see many,
not much livestock.
Livestock around.
Yeah.
No. The lands will grow no more.
She looks away. She's not looking at you when she says that.
Yeah.
They have been salted.
Who salted them?
Barovia was the breadbasket of the whole valley. No more.
No, because. A year ago, yes?
Mm-hmm.
An uprising, yes?
No.
No?
A punishment.
For?
For what happened.
What happened?
You kind of were getting this impression already, but she is not operating correct right now. You don't think you can actually trust anything she's telling you.
Cool. Right, a punishment. Who? From?
The gods, ourselves, whoever would listen.
So the meat, where do you get the meat from?
Where I can.
And it's like beef or chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You should probably lock your doors.
Right.
You
right,
can hear.
Right.
Thump. Shh. Thump. Shh. From up above you, Mary looks up. Looks up at the ceiling when you hear that as well. Obviously, hearing it at the same time, she says, "The people are hungry. I will go feed them."
Of course. Thank you for the keys.
Okay. She turns and leaves.
We leave.
Yeah.
Very smart.
You and Gretchen, realizing she never asked for money, put your keys back down on the counter and turn and leave.
Right. Yeah. So they did say the I guess the church to
So she would have like killed us, right?
I maybe eaten us.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
I know this is pretty obvious.
Right, yes.
Barovia is an awful place.
Town or country?
Both.
Yes.
Are they all like this, she says?
No, I'm assuming in our travels I would have told them somewhat of like, you know, the others places.
Balakai's got some nice parts.
As long as you're not an elf.
Yeah, there's a park. Yeah.
You got ambushed by the direwolves there once.
Yeah, but it's, you can...
It's not a great place. It's like Mary's house and the tavern like next to each other.
And the tavern, they're across the road.
Right. I just want to like, again, knock on that tavern door. I understand. You don't want me. She would have eaten us, yes?
You knock on the door. Actually, it's closed now.
Oh, it's closed now?
Yeah. You see, it's very plausibly, you have ruined their night and now they have closed them.
Rude. And I guess they mentioned, I guess the church. That it seems to be the only other place to stay?
Yeah. A church, it's like a holy place, right? Like nothing bad can happen at a church, right?
Well, I mean, it's like a hotel is a place where you go to sleep, so nothing bad.
Yeah, but a hotel's not like sacred ground.
What's the word when you like, of course, like, you know, you can't, you know, corrupt something sacred, right, Gretchen? I'm sorry. I'm being a bitch.
No, it's okay.
A little bit of pips rubbing off on you.
Bit of pip, bit of pirate.
Yeah.
But let's get our horses.
Yeah.
I know they said you know the horses will be safe, but if she's not going to eat us, she might eat the horses. Let's get the horses, and we head up towards the church.
Okay. As you're heading up towards the church, you. Past, there's a like a three-story, it looks like quite a nice house on the way there.
Uh-huh.
As you're approaching the church.
If there's a house where there's lights on, maybe I might just knock on a door.
Yeah, go into someone's home.
It would be, well, this house has several lights on.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll knock on a door because I'm like, I want to know what the fuck's happened.
Yeah, what's wrong with this town?
Why are they hating me?
Yeah, dude.
You see, as you approach this building... There are two children out the front. Would anyone like to describe them?
That sort of looks extremely sinister.
Yeah. Little shadow vampire children.
Yeah.
They do kind of look like vampires.
One of them is wearing like a hood. How I'm wearing the hood. Yeah. So that's nice. Hey. Okay.
You can see that they're playing out the front.
It's nighttime, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not good.
They're playing
with one of them has like the hoop and stick or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
One of them's running around with the hoop and stick, and the other one has a bunch of dolls. The little one has a bunch of dolls.
Porcelain of the porcelain variety, Adam.
Any needles on them?
Are the kids singing a song that goes la di da di da di da? Is that
what's happening, Adam? Are they singing what is it? An innocent nursery rhyme?
The shorter one has a bunch of little dolls and teddies sitting at a table and is doing like a little tea party with them. As you approach, both of them look at you and then sprint inside the house.
I'm so scared of those dolls.
Yeah, fair enough.
And none of them are moving, right?
Hmm?
Dolls.
The dolls?
No moving dolls.
Do you go over and look?
I'm not looking with my hands.
They don't move at this distance.
That's good.
Come on.
Do you want me to describe them?
No.
Okay.
Does any of them have a pin? Don't.
Okay, get a good boy card.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So, one of them doesn't have a pin, per se, but one of them's like a little knight, and it's holding a little sword. And as you approach, you're very confident that it, like, it was looking at you, and then when you look at it, it looks forwards.
I want to, like, summon a spear, like, straight out. Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare. I wait.
Nothing happens.
I lean forward, like the tip of the spear into like the doll's Gretchen, be like, what the fuck is
he's
doing?
He's attacking that kid's doll.
Did nothing happens. You press the spear into it,
mm-hmm.
like to destroy it?
Just like to, like, you know, to kind of like stab it a little bit. I'm pretty sure that would cause like some pain.
You push the doll over a little bit. It's teetering, but it doesn't fall.
Did you see it move, Gretchen?
No.
Just keep your eye. If it moves.
Okay, she says. Are they like...
Hmm?
Are there evil dolls in this land?
Oh, are there evil dolls?
You betcha.
Oh, are they evil dolls? You, what is it? It's like something, comma, guy.
Little guys,
is
I think.
It like
I think
little comma guys?
Puppet, comma, little guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Oh, whoa.
Which implies their name is Little... Yeah, little guy, little puppets.
Yeah. Oh yes, there are evil puppets. These are puppets, comma, little guys. They will body swap with you if you get struck with a needle. I'm sure I have told you about this before. If not, I apologize, because they are the number. Look, everyone talks about Strahd and vampires, and this to me is probably the number one biggest threat of Barovia.
Puppets, comma, little guys.
Yes, sorry.
I mean, I wouldn't say you told me about it, but I did hear you screaming in your sleep.
Yes, well, they are terrifying. I have a friend, he said he spent like maybe 6 months as one. It just doesn't matter. You know what? I stab it. Just to be sure.
Who cares?
Just to be sure. I'm sorry, little spooky children.
It is destroyed in the way that a regular puppet is destroyed.
You can never be too careful. You can never be too careful. Right. Those children, they were playing, right? Ominously.
Yeah. What do you mean ominously?
Like it is like nighttime, they're playing, they look like little... No, you know, it's all right. I knock on the door.
You knock on the door?
You weren't terrified by the little children?
I mean, they're just kids. It's dark.
I mean, you didn't see what I saw? Okay, knock on the door. Do you have dark vision? No, you don't, do you?
No, I don't.
All right.
She maybe has a lantern in her hands, honestly.
Yes. You didn't see them, and do you think that was such a knock on the door?
Her instincts are bad. That's the thing.
We need to hone them.
They'll get better.
We need to hone them.
The door opens as you knock on it. Not in like someone opens the door. The door is, it's just, it wasn't locked. And when you knock, the force, quote unquote, force of your knock pushes the door a little bit, implying that you could just open it if you wanted to.
Hello? Is anybody home?
You open the door. It's immediately just this tiny little entryway.
Hello.
There's another set of double doors immediately past. It's like you can see there's a shoe rack with a bunch of shoes neatly placed.
How many?
And covered in dust.
Oh.
Okay.
There's five sets of shoes.
Ghost children.
Oh, no.
Anybody here?
Two sets of adult boots and then, four sets of shoes, not five. Yeah. There's two sets of adult shoes, two sets of children's shoes.
I just call out. Is anyone around? Anyone home? Hello.
And there's another set of double doors.
Right, pop quiz for my wonderful friend Gretchen here. What do you think is the next move?
We go to the church.
That is correct. We leave, we close the door and we leave. You're beginning to understand this place.
Okay.
Yes, good. We leave.
Help!
Come on. It's probably some kind of urban willy wispy. Don't go in.
Okay?
It's a willow wispo, all right?
This happened to me before. If someone yelled out help, I thought it was it happened several times. One of them was a willy wispy. One of them I thought was a willy wispy, but they're telling a 9-year-old child to fuck off. What is your instinct, Gretchen?
Leave.
Yeah, I was afraid so. I open the door.
You open the door. This time... The older of the two children, the taller one, is standing there. She is standing at the set of double doors, which are now slightly ajar. She says, "There's a monster in our house!" And then she closes the door.
Are you the monster? Are you playing a game? Why did you close the door if there's a monster in the house? They're the monster, or were they playing a game?
What could it be? You know, you can fight a child. Yeah, it is tiring.
Hector's so tired.
You should be above this now, you know? This kind of shit shouldn't be happening to you anymore.
What kind of little child, what kind of monster is it? I look at Gretchen, just like a
I mean, it's like obviously a trap.
Obviously it is a trap.
So why would we do this?
It was about the other little girl. I mean, if they're in on it.
I was a little boy, sorry. It's the children are a boy and a girl. The younger one is the boy. Yeah, sorry.
It's obviously a trap, yes. Is this a trap? I call out. I summon like a spear, kind of like long thing. It's kind of like, can I push the double doors from where I am at? Like from a distance? Like,
sure. You open that set of double doors? It opens into a large open, just a liminal space in the house. There's a circular set of stairs over on your right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see many doors. On the opposite wall to you, there's four doors. And then immediately to your right, there's a just a single door as well.
Anybody? Monster? Little girl? Little boy? I like strain my ears. If there's a monster, they'll be attacking.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's no one attacking, we leave.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
No one's attacking. We're going. Let's just go.
You don't need this, dude. Get out of there.
You leave?
Yeah.
Help!
What type of help would you like? We will go. We're going.
Yeah. You leave? Help!
What help would you like?
There's a crash upstairs. It sounds like something fell over. Something big, like a piece of furniture.
I look at Gretchen.
Gretchen gives you a shrug. I don't know. Do you think there's actually someone in trouble?
I look at the town, I just shrug. I don't know.
Let's just go to the church, she says. You know what? Someone at the church can tell us.
They might.
And if they are real children and in danger,
we can come back.
And this isn't time sensitive, maybe, she says.
Well, they were playing outside. They came to the thing and they looked at us. They said, help us. And then they closed the door and they ran back in. That is not the behavior of a child in danger.
What if we split the difference? What if one of us deals with this, the other one goes to the church and gets help?
No, that's a bad idea. Gretchen, what do you think? Gretchen, we need to really...
You're clueless, Gretchen. Think.
Oh, Gretchen, we need to get your head on straight, Gretchen. You need to think, okay? We split up. What if there is a ghost in the ghost house and there is a ghost church? Huh? You ever think about this? Now we're split up and we're being eaten by two buildings. Let's just go to the church.
No, actually, I like that idea. No, I'm serious.
What?
There's definitely a monster here. You are the better one at this. I'll go to the church. I'll see if I can get more help.
You're not listening, Gretchen. What if the church is a monster?
Then I'll come back here.
Let's go to the church. We'll come back.
What if there is someone in danger?
Then let's go together then. Do not split up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go in. I kick open the door. I kick open the other door. And I'm like, right, monster, we're here to help.
So are you going up the stairs?
Yeah. Rather annoyed.
I'm obsessed with Gretchen now, dude. Check for pinpricks.